Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, My Sheep Hear My Voice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We begin, what is it, a couple of weeks ago, on a new series we're calling Be Led to the Point. Did you know that's the answer to 1,001 questions every day of your life? Be led. But led by what? Led by who? We're talking about being led by the Spirit of God on the inside. Now, we've already covered this some. When you talk about hearing from God, hearing from the Lord, many, many church-going people have a problem with that. If you say, the Lord said this, or the Lord told me this, your masses of church-going people are going to cut you off right there. And they'll even talk about you. They think God told them something. And yet, the Bible is full of men and women hearing from God.
Right. Yeah.
Is that right? What is the Bible? God said to Moses.
Right.
God said to Elijah. God spoke to Elisha. And on, and David, and on, and on, and on.
Yeah.
Right? If you don't believe men hear from God here in the earth, you don't believe this Bible. It's full of men and women hearing from God. In Hebrews, we looked at that. Let's look at it again. Hebrews 3 and 15, we ended up in this area where he said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. Did you hear that phrase? If you will hear his voice. Do you want to hear his voice? Then what? It didn't say, if you want to hear his voice, beg him to talk to you. Fast and plead and cry out for him to talk to you. No.
Yeah.
Working on God, trying to get him to talk to you, is working on the wrong thing.
Right.
It's acting like the transmitting part is not working. We got to get God to communicate to us. And that's like so many other things, it's confusion. It's backwards. God is talking to us. I said he is talking to us. He's talking to everybody that'll listen. I shared how as a teenager, I began to seek the Lord. And knew the Lord wanted, was trying to get something across to me, but I wasn't getting it at all. And come to find out, he had a call on my life to be a minister, preacher, teacher. That wasn't my plan at all. That was news to me. But I needed to find that out. Oh, thank God that he helped me to find that out. I wasn't going that way. I had other plans. But I began to get dissatisfied and kept feeling like there's something the Lord wants to say to me. Well, I would pray and I would beg, and I talked about how we grew up in the country. I'm out in the woods sometimes at night saying, God, what is it? What do you want? I'm looking out here, trying to get him to talk to me with an audible voice. Working on the wrong thing, trying to get him to talk to me. And in my immaturity, I'm not getting anything. And finally, I was kneeling down in our little mobile home. I remember it distinctly in the middle of the night. I got up so it wouldn't disturb Phyllis and went in. We'd have been about 19. Now, I'm in the floor there of our little mobile home, kneeling down on the red shag carpet. And asking the Lord again, God, what? What is it? What is it? And I finally got quiet and quit trying to hear out here and checked in here. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Lord. I finally, you know, sometimes you can just kind of wear out and just kind of, you just kind of run out of gas. And so you quit. You come to a place where your mind is actually quiet and you're not making a bunch of noise and there's not a bunch of noise around you and you focus inside. And He spoke to my heart. I don't mean to hurt a voice out here, but inside me. And this is what He said to me. He said, Keith, son, find out what I've already said to you in the book, the Bible. Yes. And if I want to say something else to you, I will. Wow. Hallelujah. Yes. And through all of my crying and begging God to talk to me, my Bible had been sitting over there on the table. And I didn't realize it, but I'm not going to know who's dealing with me till I get some more word in me. I need to be trained to discern what's Him and what's not Him. There are many voices in the world. We're not led by voices. We're not led by feelings. And what He wanted me to do is to begin to get familiar with Him through His Word. Because even though there's many different human instruments that God spoke through and wrote through, it's the same voice in Genesis as it is in Psalms, is that right? As it is in the prophets, as it is in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. How many believe it's the same voice? Same voice. Same one. Same one. And how would you know if somebody called you from another country in the middle of the night and they said hello and you know who they are? How would you know? All they did is say hello and the connection's not even that good. Right. And you know who they are. Yeah. How could that be? Because you have heard that voice. When they're happy, when they're sad, in the daytime, nighttime, year after year, you know them. So when you know them, you recognize them immediately, quickly. That's what the Lord wanted me to do. He wanted to train me so that when He did say something that, I mean, when He wants to tell me, come to Branson and start a church, where's that at in the Bible?
Amen. Yes, sir.
Then that's what He said. Learn what I've already said to you. Yeah. And if I want to say something else to you, I will. But then if I'm familiar enough with His Word, I'm going to recognize when He says something else to me because it's going to sound exactly like this. Amen. That was worth you combing your hair and coming to church. Is that right there? Right there. So do you want God to talk to you?
Yes, sir.
Do you want to hear directly and clearly from God talking to you?
Yes, sir.
Then read your chapter.
Yes.
Every day.
Yes, sir.
Monday through Friday. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And anytime you want God to talk to you, sit down, say, Lord, speak to me. Open this book and start reading anywhere.
Yes, sir.
And it'll be Him talking to you. And if you get familiar enough with that, anything else He wants to say to you about your personal life and the call, you'll recognize it then. And you'll know it's Him and you'll not be misled. He said, my sheep know my voice. Hallelujah. And a stranger's voice, they won't follow. Come on, say it out loud. I am His sheep and I know His voice. Come on, say it again. I am His sheep. And I know His voice.
I know His voice.
Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Master. Go to Romans 8. Romans 8. Now, I feel like I just barely scratched the surface on that last week. But are you with me on the principle that not everybody has ears to hear? what affects you having ears to hear. What's the difference between somebody, two people, both of them's got ears on the side of their head, but one of them's got ears to hear and one of them don't. Yeah. One of them can hear from God, one of them doesn't. Did you see just a moment ago when we read, Jesus said, the Spirit of God, the world can't receive Him and doesn't see Him? What's the difference? What makes hearing ears? It is the right kind of heart. That's why I read to you again Hebrews 3 and 4. Do you want to hear from God, he said? What's the next phrase? Don't harden your heart. If you want to hear from God, you have to have a humble, reverent, willing heart.
Yes, sir.
If your heart's not right, you won't hear it even though he's saying it to you. If your heart's not right, you won't see it even though it's in front of you. A wrong heart, an unwilling heart, a stubborn heart, rebellious heart makes you blind and deaf spiritually. So he said, today, if you will hear his voice, what? Harden not your heart. It's just like a tuner on a radio receiver. If you're not picking up the station, you shouldn't just assume something's wrong with the station.
Right.
That's right. Amen.
Why would it never cross your mind? Something could be wrong on the receiving end here.
That's right.
And how many understand that you can be trying to pick it up? You can turn the volume up. You can put bigger antennas. You can add amps. But if the tuner's not in the right place, you're not going to pick up the station.
That's right. Yes.
And the difference between hearing nothing but static and hearing it crystal clear is this.
Yep. Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
That's it. And that's true with the heart. A heart can be wrong out of adjustment, and a heart can be right. Any degree of phoniness and falseness will have you out of tune with Him. He's truth. He cannot lie. Any degree of unwillingness, stubbornness, will have you out of tune with Him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, My Sheep Hear My Voice, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.